Hey everybody, and welcome to the Elbow Show. So in this episode of the podcast, which is really the first podcast episode in many months, I'm going to be joined by one of my best friends in the world, Captain Bradford, from the channel JDM Masters. And we finally got our podcast software going. And so that's why at the beginning of the episode, you'll hear us just exclaiming with jubilation, finally we got it working. But towards the end of this episode, I had some connection issues and my software kind of dropped off. So Cap will just kind of finish off the podcast around the 30-minute mark and with a little bit of advice for you fine folks. So let me just jump right into the episode and I'll catch up with you guys at the end once again.
Hello.
It worked! Oh my god, it worked.
Somehow worked. All right,
it somehow worked.
You want to restart this?
No, let's just... We're live.
We're live?
My friend, we are live. Okay, so for...
Wait,
for
I'm not
folks who are just joining. It's okay. No prep needed. It's fine.
I'm in my pajama shorts.
It's okay. It's an audio. Nobody can see you. they can just imagine you in your audio, in your pajamas. What can you describe them for us?
It's got Disney characters on it.
Perfect. Yeah. Okay. at least you weren't naked and you weren't describing that. Yeah.
No, well, you know, I'm so used. I'm already getting used now to appearing on YouTube live, but this is my first time actually appearing live without my own face. So it's anyway. Thanks for inviting me, Albo.
Well, no problem. Anyways, your best feature is that stunning voice of yours.
Thank you so much.
How's my audio, by the way? So I'm driving in my car, but I'm using my Apple AirPod pods.
I could hear
so
your signal.
Is it really loud?
It's very clear. I could hear your
okay
clicking this, you know, the indicator signals, but that means that the microphone is really sensitive. We're good.
Can you hear me going to VTech?
No.
Okay. Yeah, if I floor it and I go into P10, then you might hear it.
Probably be able to hear that.
Yeah. I'm heading home. So, anyways, yeah, we finally got this podcast app working, which is great. And yeah, dude, I've just been really excited about podcasting. You know, I've been devouring all these podcasts, and you know, I had several episodes on this podcast. You know, from previous months, from last year. And I don't know why, but, you know, it was a bit hard to keep it going. But I was always thinking, man, it's just so much fun just to talk on a podcast. So
it's
why don't
true.
We just get it started again?
We do talk a lot on the phone about various things, about what we think about the JDM world and living in Japan. So, I mean, it's quite a good idea. We might as well just make, you know, it a formal podcast. And it's basically
yeah.
the same thing. And I think a lot of fans out there or people out there who are watching us or want to know about Japan and the car world would actually be delighted to get a raw, you know, unscripted, unedited, you know, talk and our thoughts. So
yeah, definitely. That's one of the cool things about podcasts. You know, it's really unfiltered. It's raw, or it could be as raw as you want it to be. And it's kind of a format where you can just sit there and you can let the conversation play out. Because at least for me, I tend to listen to podcasts like while I'm working out or while I'm driving in the car or even sometimes when I'm in the shower. And because it's kind of different from YouTube, you know, where every 10 seconds, every 15 seconds has to be incredibly interesting or people will stop watching. I think people have a little bit more patience for podcasts for them to get going.
Exactly. It's just like a radio talk show, which I think a lot of people these days, young people, may not listen to radio DJ hosts as much as back. I remember when I was in school, you know, back in the 90s, and you know, there was no YouTube, and just loved to listen to my favorite DJ having a talk show with some celebrities or even just some interesting people while driving down to school, you know.
Yeah, and it can be something you can just have in the background, or you can be a little bit more attentive to it. So I'm really excited to not just utilize this format more for its you know, convenience and for people to be able to enjoy listening to it, but I just love having conversations with interesting people. So I think let's just have a good chat. Well, I always say about living in Japan, it's kind of like cheating with photography, because everything you point the camera at is interesting, and we could talk about like kotatsus, which it's a table with a heater underneath, and that might be interesting for people who don't know what it is. So we can just talk about anything Japan related, and that's kind of our get out of the jail free card, you know.
Well, that is quite true, because it's the same as reading a novel instead of watching a film. You know, when you read words, you have to play out the scenes and use your own imagination. So when we describe things, it's pretty much the same. The visuals aren't there, and so when we talk about something, like you said, a kotatsu, or it could even be like a Japanese vending machine, people have to try and think of how it's different. So let's go straight to the topic.
Yeah. Okay. So, well, you know, I have no plan really. What should we talk about? And I don't have too much time. Maybe like 15 or 20 minutes, so we can keep this one like a little bit on the shorter side, just so we don't, you know, exhaust ourselves and be like, okay, let's do the next one next year, and kind of just get a little bit more excited to get this rolling more. What do you want to talk about?
So I think we should probably make it easy on ourselves, but also it would still be interesting for listeners. What's currently going on in our lives, and you know, especially with the new videos that you've put out. I watched both of them, and this was quite a while back, actually, when we went to Spoon. And
right,
we do actually have another appointment with them, which I'm trying to get some confirmation, and we are set to meet, ta-da-da, the legendary man himself, Ichishima-san. I'm hopefully going to build a little video with him. It's great because he has the classic Honda S600 coupe and the S800 convertible, which is actually the
spiritual, the one that was in the video, right?
Predecessor, yeah, to your S2000.
Yep.
So,
and hopefully we get a chance to drive it. Right now it's December, and spoiler alert, but for people who watched the newest video, which is when we took the FK7 out on a spin on the C1, that episode where I got to hop into the Honda S800, that was actually back in the summer, actually. I've just been kind of working my way slowly through the backlog of all the stuff that we shot. I think we can kind of dig into that a little bit more as well. I've decided to clear out as much of that backlog as possible, and also just really ramp up what I'm doing with YouTube and try to get out like a video every other day. And I think so. We're going to catch up to the present pretty fast.
Oh, yeah.
Probably by the end of the month, right? And there's so many projects that are so cool that I've just kind of been brewing. And I think, you know, now with my renewed resolve, I think we'll really get to taking it to like the next level. Not just with the Spoon stuff, but I think a lot of the other projects that we've been working on, kind of chipping away at, like the Midnight Club documentary. I already have the episode with Ken M that's already like 95% edited, but that kind of like went on a tiny bit of a hiatus just because we started hardcore working in that movie.
Oh, okay.
Which is like another can of worms. Things are moving. I think the big thing is I'm just really excited all over again. You know, I'm just kind of really pumped and thrilled to be shooting all this content. And we have all the stuff we've already shot. But, you know, for a while, I was feeling like a little bit exhausted, a little bit directionless, a little bit kind of like all over the place. But what I kind of did just this past couple of weeks, actually, was I sat down and I just kind of tried to figure out what I'm trying to do, what I'm trying to accomplish, where I'm trying to go with life. And definitely this past year, we had a lot of experiences, which you can talk about, which kind of, I wouldn't necessarily say that they were veering off to the side. But, you know, we had to kind of try out these different experiences, these different avenues, like the discovery thing, to kind of, in a way, almost come back full circle. Help me realize what I want to do.
You know,
Do you want to talk to any of that?
Talk?
to any of that?
Yeah, I think that, you know, when I first met you a couple of years ago, and it was because I watched one of your Drift Hunter episodes unveiling the Tokyo street racing scene in Gunma. And I realized that, you know, you had a very good feel for cinematics and storytelling. And I think maybe that's your forte. You want to become a movie director, that would build me. And just the work we've done making this movie, release date was still to be decided. Well, we want to make it the best version possible. You know, just looking at the future of how things are in the digital world. You know, the world has changed so much in the last 10 years. Like, TV is no longer the most watched, media now. People watch a lot of YouTube, and they appreciate people like us and our friends who are, you know, very successful on YouTube, because it's a close to home. It's people who are not mega celebrities, but have a story to tell in a very unique way. And I think that I want to expand on that a little bit, and we have quite a good partnership going on with the Super JDM Brothers series. You know, it was done in the most casual way, but also organized logistically. But thanks to your editing, it's actually really interesting. You know, I was really surprised, like you said, when we were shooting it, and I thought, okay, how could this actually be interesting? But when your YouTube video actually came, I thought, wow, this is actually really watchable, you know?
Well, I mean, I think you should definitely give yourself credit. It's. I think it's watchable because, to digress like 1%, I think one reason why things are watchable on YouTube, it's not just because of the editing. I think it's because you're watching people who are interesting to watch. I think that's the crux of it, you know? Well, at least for some types of videos. Our types of videos are kind of personality-based. And I think that's kind of what we're trying to really do, to become presentable as hosts. You know, we kind of really put a focus on that, like, this year, I think. And so when I was editing it, I could just see it. I was just like, oh, okay, we're starting to get it. And I think, you know, with more videos, more chances to collab and do stuff together, I think really we're really gonna figure out that rhythm. And I think there's just so many different like places that we can take this idea, right? I just personally love the whole branding and concept and idea and feel of Super JDM Bros. And maybe you want to talk a little bit about, oh man, this is, it's like, let's
see. Really, or quickly becoming an involved deep dive into this topic, right?
Yeah. Yeah. The Super JDM Brothers came about as a kind of third generation idea that we wanted to make a show for the mass audience, more than just YouTube, to present what it's really like in Japan, and the authentic look at car life, our life as car enthusiasts, and what we see around it, and, you know, being people from the inside, but also coming from the outside, like a, you know, it's something a little bit different from.
Yes, and we kind of really, yeah, something kind of different from a lot of things that we had already seen, but not just different, but the same. And we were really heavily influenced by like Top Gear.
Yes,
right.
Yes, yes, yes. And taking ideas, I mean, from established shows, but also tuning it in such a way that it makes, you know, our story or our journey.
Yes.
Very relatable to people who are genuinely interested, but, you know, don't want to watch. Well, no, I wouldn't say don't want to watch, like, established shows on TV. It's like when you have an established big company production show, it's really good. You get information, how, like, we used to get information when we used to watch, like, Top Gear or Fifth Gear for back in the day, for example, but you still kind of feel very far away. It's like watching a Hollywood film. And even though you're quiet, but you feel so far away because these people are so distant. They're like super top celebrities, you know. But we
are 100%.
We're just normal guys. But
we are really, that's it. I think it's what you're speaking to is it's a function of the way YouTube works, where you know you can put stuff out. And because it's often, it's just the person who shot it and edited, there's no other layers of production, right? There's no like producers and stuff. There's no like directors telling you what to do. It's like we are literally making what we want to make.
That's right.
And it's kind of like this podcast right now. It's literally I'm driving and I just called you up and we're having a podcast and this could reach whoever knows how many people. But it's not like it's different from a radio talk show, which would have, you know, the host, and then there'd be a producer, and then there would be all this
different,
all this extra fluff, you know, extra it's like fluff. All these people. Yes. But we are, I think we kind of had a chance to like glimpse like how it is possible to not just make something that's very authentic and also like very grassroots in the YouTube way.
I like the word grassroots. I
love it too. And I think there's a way to kind of combine that with the feel of like Top Gear or something, where you have that kind of maybe 50% YouTube-ish, vlog-ish personality-based, but also like the other 50% or something is you want to get that feel of like a Top Gear style kind of show. Or at least, you know, like that's kind of like what I think would be fun to watch on YouTube. And that's what I was reading the comments of just a couple of videos that I've just released these past couple of days. And yeah, people have been loving that kind of collaboration and that kind of vibe and feel, I think. So yeah, I'm excited to keep making more videos of that type. We have a lot more coming out, like just edit shot over the past several months, right?
Oh yeah.
But I think to give a little bit more background to people, you know, it's, you were saying how this is kind of like third generation, right? So this is kind of like really looking behind the scenes. So we have our Super JDM Bros show, right? Which, you know, I'm making like this like series on the channel. And then, you know, before that, we had this idea for JDM Life, right?
Yes.
And then before that, a travel talk show called Rides and Ramen.
Yes, yes, yes.
And yeah,
we can still do that, actually, okay. You know, to be honest.
We can. I really want to.
It's such a great idea.
I'm sure. Yeah, we have to. I think we have all these ideas that we have been developing, right? And you know who we were developing them for? This is just like straight behind the scenes. Look, okay, we'll just kind of tell you guys. But we were in like very serious, deep discussions with top execs at Discovery Channel Japan.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, man. Yeah. And wow, what an adventure that was, right?
Like we had access to the very, you know, depths of the TV producers that are the household names, you know.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yep. And we do, you know, looking back, I think I needed a few months to process it, so now we can kind of talk about it a little bit. I don't know how much if we're under NDA. We're not. So it's fine, but
it's okay.
You know,
it's all right.
It's okay.
They're not gonna listen to this. Nah.
It's not gonna reach thousands of listeners. No, but you know, like this was like really, really real. I mean, we were literally pitching shows and like the ones we were talking about, right?
Yeah.
We literally, can you imagine? We pitched Super JDM Bros as a show to Discovery Channel Japan. And you know, for I would say a lot of the reasons why it hasn't played out, like how we initially we were hoping, like we were really hoping we could get a show, right? But for economic factors, because of coronavirus, I think that was the main thing that was really blocking it.
Coronavirus has thrown everyone into a spiral.
It really has. But
you know what? You know what? I think that coronavirus also has another effect, and it forces us to be even more creative, to stand our ground more, and come up with, you know, more alternatives to make what we really want to work. You know,
as a war veteran, I will tap into a little bit of my experiences about this. When the going gets really tough, when you're left with, you know, you've made a plan and you've tried to put that plan into action and nothing works, but you still have to, you know, somehow reach your objective and get it done, then you just become stronger. You think outside the box. You know, you start to think differently in how you want to do things and doing research. And it comes with the very small things just by, you know, maybe even exploring certain techniques or certain ways that you previously thought were not in your options list. You know, and I think this is where we're kind of heading slowly and surely. But the resolve is basically that I think we want to do it by ourselves, which is why you're going to come up with this series of videos that you can punch out really, really quickly. And I'm going to do the same thing for JDM Masters. In fact,
talk about that.
Editing my entire video shot by myself and me and my girlfriend. And she's my camera woman. And I made this script of video. And I'm editing it as I'm going to put it out on YouTube either today or tonight or tomorrow.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
And in addition to complicated shoot that Farouk and I will do, I'll try to do more of these myself. And, you know, thanks to your encouragement and input, I think this can be done. And together we'll grow this theme. Because we're both looking at the same direction. You know, the end goal is the same, but just from different approaches. Tapping on our various talents that we can use. And people get a two-way look at it. And when we do make a show together, it's proven to be interesting enough, I hope. I'm always my worst critic, you know. So,
I know what you mean. It's, but you know, I think you got kind of used to it after a while. I used to hate my voice, listening to my voice on camera or on recording. Like, oh God. But yeah, I think it's.
But this is some advice for people out there who are listening and think they want to start YouTube, but think, maybe my voice is no good. I don't have the talent. But no one. It's no good. You can be trained. You can practice just by getting ideas from amateurs who become popular and become semi-pro. If they can do it and you know what you need to do with proper research and practice, never give up. That's what you really want to do. You can do it.
Yeah, that's awesome. That is awesome. I agree 100%. It's everything that I've done. It's like, I mean, everybody starts out as a beginner in everything, right? I think people have this kind of this limiting belief. Everybody does. I definitely do a lot of time where for even just starting anything, I'm like, no, I just don't have the natural ability to get anywhere near good enough to make anything out of that. But I think that is almost never the case. I feel that almost everything in my life that I look at that I'm at least a little bit good at, it wasn't because of an innate talent. I think I think you could more.
I'll tell you what it is. It's a systematic approach of understanding and playing out those scenes in your mind and then putting into action, trial and error.
Evaluating
it and then getting more ideas and trying it out again. It's a long, painful process, but if you're determined enough. I mean, look, guys, I wasn't doing YouTube a year and a half ago until this guy here on the other side of the line encouraged me, saying, you can do it. And I thought to myself, I never...
You guys would not believe how hard I pushed you. I claim responsibility. Not responsibility. I claim... Full credit for.
I didn't even have an idea how to shoot video. You know, I was all right as a photographer, but this is way, way, way back. You know, but I did it. I shot a couple of scenes. I edited myself, and then when I teamed up with Japonic, and this is what we made. You know, I'm pretty proud of myself, and I think we can go further length. I'll give you another example. My girlfriend, who is a photographer, a very amateur photographer, she has a really good sense of placement of frames. Like she gets the idea, you know, like what makes an easy photo. And then the first time I asked her to help to shoot the video because Farouk couldn't be there. I said, look, just watch. She watched a lot of my videos, and I said, just hold it this way, that way. But in the end, you know, she got used to it, and, you know, I was really surprised that, because she was really determined to get used to it because we wanted to go and do make some videos by ourselves. But it just shows that, you know, just because you think you've never done it before, but with sheer determination and calculation, you can do it. I'm really surprised. Yeah.
Yeah. It's fun, right? It gets more fun. Like, you just install that new software. You finally got hold of Adobe Premiere.
Yeah. Dude.
Tell us about that. Tell us about how.
Look, I was using Filmora 9, okay, since last year. And this thing is not bad. I like the interface and the layout, but it lags like crazy. It lags like a 1970s turbo car waiting for boost to come on, okay? It's ridiculous. Uh-huh. I would load one file from my hard drive, and I would take two coffee breaks and smoke breaks, and the bloody thing's still loading. And I'm like, okay, to hell with this. Reset it again. And I spent 4 hours just trying to get 3 minutes of edit, and I thought, okay, fuck this shit. I called Albo and said, tell me what you're using. I want this now, you know? I said, okay, go get this Premiere thing. Like, and I think around a little on the internet. And you know what? It's so smooth. I used to think it was my computer specs, but when I looked at it, I was like, it's enough. You know, I'm not doing 4K, you know. So it wasn't my computer. It was just the software. So, yeah. Wow. But once I get a hang of it, I should be able to edit a lot faster. You got to show me some tricks, okay? Like shortcuts. I'm really bad at that. Yo, hello. Can't hear you. Uh-oh. Hey, Albo. I've lost you. Holy shit. I can't hear you, mate. All right, anyway. He's trying to reconnect. So the point is, guys, the world of YouTube or making videos really isn't that difficult. But of course, there are a lot of hurdles to go through and understand before you even start. And there's a lot of information out there on the internet, a lot of good tutorials on YouTube itself. And all you need is to have a sense of what kind of content you want to make. The real problem isn't really how to shoot a video and upload it to your computer. You can even use your phones to do it now. It's really simple. All the apps, the interfaces are made really easy. Just spend a couple of hours, you know, tinkering around with it. Anyone can actually make a video. But the difference is, do you have that sense or the taste, rather? And, you know, you don't always have to appear in front of the camera with your facial expressions and talking and worrying about several things at once. You could even start off by just picking a topic that you think is interesting, something around your house, something around your neighborhood that is culturally interesting for people from outside your country or your area. And, you know, just shoot it steadily on your phone and then edit it. Make sure that you have a good introduction and a good point, or a single point that will actually be the title of the video, which is really important. So this is where you can make an interesting video, edit it properly, and make sure that it's not too long. So this is just a couple of tips that I can give you.
Hey folks, welcome back. I really hope you enjoyed that podcast with Captain Bradford and I, and we had a ton of fun recording for just the past 30 minutes. Just want to apologize real quick for me losing my signal at the end there, and also just reviewing the audio. It wasn't that great when I was driving my car, because I think the software app puts a little bit of a filter so that my voice can be heard a little bit more clearly, but the result of that is it makes the voice audio quality go down a little bit. But anyways, I'm really, really excited now to continue making more podcasts. And actually, so is Cap. So we're actually going to film or record another one of these in a couple hours. And we're just going to get this going. Going to keep this going. And hopefully we will have a lot more podcasts for you fine folks to listen to. So hope you enjoy that. And make sure to subscribe to the podcast if you haven't yet. And why don't I also pitch or not pitch, promote the channel. I've got a bunch of new videos up on the channel. You might want to take a look at the one where this is actually where I go, well, not exactly racing, but I chase a couple street racers in my Miata. So this was from a couple years back. And due to some issues with, legalities and things like that, I waited until I felt it was safe enough to release that video. So there's that. There's also a couple episodes with Spoon's demo cars. So I went over to Type 1 in Tokyo, which is a Spoon shop with Cap and our friend Jason. And we had the chance to check out their shop and also take their demo car out for a couple days while my car was getting some work done. So have a look at those and tell me what you think in the comments below. Make sure to drop some bananas, as you guys know. And yeah, that's it. Yeah, we've also got some new merch on the merch store at thehunters.com. That's with a V, HVNTERS, The Hunters. And that's it. And I guess we will just catch up with you guys in the next episode. So thank you so much for listening, and you guys have a great day. Peace.